Park City School District business manager Todd Hauber is conservative with his budget forecasting. While the benefits of doing that are obvious, one of the pitfalls is that there's a tendency to underestimate growth in revenue while still projecting an increase in expenditures. That's why at Tuesday's school board meeting, school board members tinkered with numbers to come up with more realistic projections for revenue. As school board member Charles Cunningham said, revenue staying flat over the next 5 years isn't realistic, especially when historically property tax revenue increases by 1 to 1.5% annually. Every 1% increase in property taxes generates some $400,000 to $450,000 for the school district. Then, in looking further at revenues, anticipating what the state provides in per-pupil spending, or WPU, which has historically amounted to 2.5% increase each year. If Hauber were to project that growth in revenue, the picture would be much rosier for the budget, which now shows a projected $6.5 million deficiency by the year 2017. But, said school board member Mo Hickey, although that sounds good, once you offset that 2.5% additional revenue with increases in retirement costs, which the state isn't funding, the budget is worse off. Superintendent Ember Conley said, however, they can't shy away from the positive turn in the real estate market, referring to the certain growth expected in areas like Park City Heights. But, countered school board member Tanya Knauer, affordable and attainable housing does nothing to bolster tax revenue for the school district. And Hickey noted that, anecdotally at least, much of the turnover in real estate inventory has resulted in secondary residents being turned into primary residences, which reduces the property tax by 45%. He said that unless you get a very expensive residential area, you have a net negative, given the cost to educate each child. As the budget discussion will continue through the coming months, school board members have directed Todd Hauber to input more numbers that reflect the possibilities of raising taxes, cutting staff, and creating efficiencies in operation, among other items. As school board member Michael Boyle put it, the budget must reflect both realistic revenue projections while still being conservative. It also has to reflect a philosophy of either long-term forecasting or reevaluating each year, which could result in more frequent tax increases. The bottom line, said Hickey, is what needs to happen to maintain excellence in the Park City School District. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.